Senate unanimously passes resolution condemning Charlie Kirk assassination. By Elizabeth Weibel on September 16, 2025. The U.S. Senate unanimously passed a resolution condemning the assassination of conservative commentator and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk, and praising Kirk's legacy. The United States Senate has unanimously passed my resolution condemning the assassination of Charlie Kirk and praising his outstanding legacy. Senator Mike Lee, RUT, said in a post on X, "This is just a flag planted on a hill. What matters is where we carry it next." The text of the resolution, according to photos included in Lee's post, says, "Whereas Charlie Kirk was horrifically assassinated on September 10, 2025, at Utah Valley University while speaking to a large group of college students. Whereas Charlie Kirk was a devoted husband, father, and Christian. Whereas, in 2012, Charlie Kirk founded Turning Point USA, a conservative campus advocacy group that quickly became one of the fastest-growing college campus chapter organizations in the country, and whereas Charlie Kirk frequently engaged college students of all political backgrounds in open debates and discussion, encouraging civil discourse on college campuses and among college students, now, therefore be it." The text of the resolution continues to state that it should be resolved that the U.S. Senate condemns Kirk's assassination in the strongest possible terms, and extends its deepest condolences and sympathies to Kirk's family, including his wife, Erica, and their two children. The text of the resolution also states that it should be resolved that the Senate honors Kirk's commitment to the constitutional principles of civil discussion and debate between all people. Breitbart News deputy political editor Bradley J. reported that Lee, who had filed the resolution on Thursday, told Breitbart News that he hoped he could garner bipartisan support to honor the slain leader. Kirk was fatally shot in the neck during an event on September 10, 2025, at Utah Valley University. Republicans and Democrats responded to Kirk's assassination by mourning his death and mourning the loss of someone who engaged in civil discourse on college campuses and advocated for free speech.